It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We begin today in Ukraine, a country still under attack from Russia, but holding on despite the odds and the widespread belief that Kyiv would fall in the first 3 days of the invasion. Well, they're now well into the third month, and Ukraine is doing much more than just defending their territory. On Friday, Ukraine is making history by prosecuting a war criminal, something that usually happens long after a war has ended. But in this case, Ukraine is doing it while the war is still raging. The prosecutor's statement accuses Vadim Shishimarin of firing several shots with a Kalashnikov rifle from a car, killing an unarmed 62-year-old resident in a village in northeastern Ukraine on February 28th. It said the man was pushing a bike by the side of a road before he was shot in the head and died on the spot just a few dozen meters from his home. The prosecutor's office said that Ukrainian investigators collected evidence of the soldier's involvement, finding him, quote, in violation of the laws and customs of war, combined with premeditated murder, and said that that crime can carry a penalty of 10 to 15 years or life in prison. Well, with Russia now bearing down on Ukraine's Black Sea ports, the head of the UN World Food Program, David Beasley, is worried that millions of people around the world will die if those ports aren't reopened. Beasley's been appealing directly to Putin to reopen the channels, while the EU is proposing other ways to ease the blockage of produce exports like corn, wheat, and barley out of Ukraine. As for more help from us, well, Senators Schumer and McConnell, the Senate majority and minority leaders, on Thursday joined forces in a rare moment of unity to pass a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. But Rand Paul of Kentucky had a different idea. He put a hold on the bill, demanding that a special inspector general be named to oversee how the Ukraine military aid is spent. He was apparently on a roll, so he also blocked passage of a bill designed to protect federal judges and their families from potential threats by keeping their personal information like home addresses, vehicle information, and other personally identifiable material from databases and other public records. Paul said he didn't oppose the legislation, but wanted it to be expanded to include members of Congress, and therefore he blocked the bill from being passed by unanimous consent. This is a good time for me to mention that this coming Tuesday is primary day in Kentucky. Rand Paul is up for re-election this time. Vying for the Democratic nomination to take him on in the general is Charles Booker. Kentuckians, they don't get a whole lot better than him. Get out and vote. Well, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol has now subpoenaed five Republican lawmakers, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. All five of them have rejected the panel's requests to voluntarily cooperate, and McCarthy has made it well known that he believes the panel is illegitimate. Well, new audio has revealed that in the days following the insurrection, the minority leader had considered asking the then president to resign. The other four congressmen included in this round of subpoenas are Jim Jordan of Ohio, Mo Brooks of Alabama, Andy Biggs of Arizona, and Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. So, you know, there's a shortage of baby formula, and it's worsening in the U.S., and parents are looking for answers and alternatives, but Republicans are making it political, criticizing the Biden administration for providing food to infants detained in custody at the border. Just to reiterate, the Fox, Not News Network is suggesting that babies at the border should be starved because of their immigration status. I wonder if that's what they mean when they say they're pro-life. Just a thought. Remember back in February when the National Archives alerted Congress that archivists had found items marked as classified national security information on boxes at the former guy's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida? Well, the feds have now launched a grand jury investigation into the handling of classified White House documents and how they wound up on Trump's property. Friday the 13th marks Jen Psaki's last day on the job as Joe Biden's press secretary. Karine Jean-Pierre now takes over those responsibilities. Okay, you ready to march? Lots of planning in the works since the leak of that draft SCOTUS opinion on the future of Roe v. Wade last week. So, on Saturday, May 14th, protesters will gather at more than 380 events across the country. The Bans Off Our Bodies events are being organized by several groups, including the Women's March and Planned Parenthood. You can find a march near you at womensmarch.com. If you want to know what else is happening this weekend, well, how about a total lunar eclipse on Sunday? That's when the Earth is perfectly lined up between the sun and the moon, blocking the moon from the sun's light. This usually happens once or twice a year, but on Sunday it will turn the moon red. It should be visible just about everywhere in the U.S. The best time to look will be from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday night, Sunday morning. So Elon Musk tweeted Friday morning that he's putting his bid to acquire Twitter on hold, quote, pending details supporting calculation that spam/fake accounts do indeed represent less than 5% of users. Twitter then plunged in pre-market trading following the early morning tweet. Maybe he'll just walk away from the deal. Like the Trumps did in Washington. Yeah, it's the end of the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. Aw. On Wednesday night, the sign bearing the former guy's name came down after the sale was finalized. The building will now become a Waldorf Astoria after the sale from the Trump Organization to a Miami-based holding company for a massive $375 million. Yep, the family of grifters who skirted federal law in owning and operating the property stands to get a $100 million profit after paying off debts and other issues. Opposite world indeed. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.